As Developer Week 2015 takes place in San Francisco, we wanted to talk to as many of the interesting people who might be attending or presenting at the conference as possible. One of those interesting people is Jenny Tong. Here she is to introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Jenny Tong. I'm a developer advocate at Firebase, which is a product that is part of Google's cloud platform. And in this role, I get to help people cause trouble with code. So it's a little bit teacher, a little bit evangelist, and lots of fun.
Now, I have to say, helping people cause trouble with code is one of the coolest job descriptions I've ever heard. As you're causing trouble with code, what programming languages are you using, and do you find that it varies at all between traditional applications and mobile apps?
Pretty much whatever people want to use for whatever problem they're trying to solve. So it varies a lot. I use a lot of JavaScript and a lot of Objective-C and Swift and Java for mobile apps. But really, it's whatever someone's trying to solve a problem in.
So for the uninitiated, what is Firebase and what can you do with it?
So Firebase is a cloud platform that makes it really easy and fun to build real-time stuff. And by real-time stuff, I mean any application where data is best served fresh. So cases like that are things like chat, a lot of mobile apps where you see kind of like instantaneous pop-ups of activity, games, and robotics.
Now, speaking of robotics, your session at Developer Week is about robotics, is it not? Something about NodeBots or something?
Yes, it is. So at Developer Week, I'll be presenting a talk, The Internet of NodeBots. And so I'll be giving a talk about how, through the evolution of recent technology, something that was very hard before, which is internet-connected robotics, has actually gotten quite easy. So you can now go to a hobby store and pick up like a Raspberry Pi and some other like off-the-shelf components, throw in a little bit of JavaScript, and you can make really powerful internet-connected robots now called NodeBots.
So in this brave new world of interconnected robotics, what exactly can you do with a NodeBot?
Whatever you can imagine. So I like building ones that do kind of silly fun things because they're great ways to get people interested in building. But they can integrate with other like sensor networks you might have at your place, like those sensors we're putting in our thermostats and all sorts of things these days. They can interact with each other and exchange data about that to solve problems that robots can come together to do, like, you know, potentially mapping or more efficiently vacuuming your rug, maybe.
Now, you're obviously quite heavily involved in the cloud computing space. What are traditional developers learning from people who are working in the cloud that will change the way they do development and the process around developing even traditional enterprise applications?
I think one of the things we're learning from cloud is that it's a much easier environment in which to take risks. So you can, if you have a project that you want to prototype quickly, what you can do is you can build that prototype, test that, validate that use case, and make sure that you're getting business value out of it. And then you can take it from that prototype stage to launch really quickly, much quicker than was previously possible with, you know, where you'd have to find servers and get them deployed and set up a you know, all the execution environments and such.
Now it's 2015 and we're hearing a lot of trend stories. And in those trend stories, people are talking about how cloud is the trend. And I think people are actually getting a little tired of that. I was wondering if you could tell me, inside the world of cloud computing, what are some of the latest trends?
One of the big changes I've been seeing happen in cloud recently is we're trying to make cloud easier and faster. So there's a lot of advantages in terms of being able to get up to speed quickly, but a lot of the cloud technology has traditionally been taking what existed in our data centers before and just moving it into the cloud. And what we're seeing now is a lot more platform as a service, backend as a service, and other cloud providers that provide a wider set of services to make it so that you can solve problems that your application has in interesting ways without having to spend as much time worrying about the nitty-gritty low-level technologies of caches here and databases there.
Now, you're no stranger to presenting and attending conferences like this. Why are conferences like this so popular?
So So attending conferences like Developer Week and a lot of other software development conferences, it exposes you to a lot of people who might have solved problems in different ways than you expected. A lot of people have different perspectives and different backgrounds. And coming together and kind of entering that melting pot is a great way to kind of get a little bit of a perspective shift, to kind of get, you know, a 10,000-foot view of what's happening in the industry and potentially save you a lot of time down the line.
Now, as a conference speaker and a developer advocate, people like me look up to people like you for thought leadership. Who are the people that you look up to?
So I don't know if I'd limit it to just software. I love people out there who make stuff seem easy, because technology doesn't have to be hard. And I think that's one thing that's a very powerful case of it. So, for example, one person that comes to mind right away is Lady Ada, who runs Adafruit, which is an electronics store online where you can buy these cool kits and interesting novel components. And she has great tutorials and great videos that help people learn how easy it is to make this cool stuff. It makes that more approachable and a lot more fun.
So thanks so much for your time, Jenny. We really appreciate it. I was just wondering if, as we close out here, you had any final thoughts or words of inspiration that you wanted to push out to the greater development community.
I guess it kind of goes back to what I previously said. It's just the cloud opens up a lot of doors that we didn't have available, and a lot of those give us opportunities to try stuff out and iterate faster. So don't be afraid to take some risks, get your feet wet, and explore how these things can accelerate your vision and your goals.